Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
We've got a running shoe related question on today's Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with me once again. Lindsay, today's question comes from Stephen. Stephen said he's heard that shoes have a limited amount of time in them before they cause injuries and reach their peak at a certain point. When would be the best time to buy shoes that we plan to run comrades in, and how can we transition into the new shoes without causing injury?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a rule of thumb here, because there are fairly marked differences between individuals. I ran with a guy on Sunday, but he weighs 63 kgs and he was on to 3,000 kilometers in his current pair of shoes and was looking to buy a new pair, not because he felt like he needed them. In fact, he still quite liked them. It's because if they were actually the sole was the glue on the sole was coming off. So the shoe was coming apart. So they aren't hard and fast rules, but for the average runner, the rules that I work off are I take what I consider fairly average male to be around 80 kilograms, that's running comrades. And if you're pretty neutral and run in neutral shoes and you don't have too many biomechanical irregularities, then typically a shoe will last somewhere between 800 and 1,000 kilometers. And if you weigh more than that, so for every 10 kilograms you go up, I'd kind of take 100 off of that. So if you weigh 100 kilograms, for example, then a shoe will last you between 600 and maybe 700 kilometers before you need a new pair of shoes. For females, your average female is probably closer to 65 kilograms, and therefore they will go more to the region of 1,000 to 1,200 Ks in a pair of shoes. So they are lighter. They tend to be easier on shoes. Now, obviously, similar to the fact that every 10 kilograms you go up in weight, I take about 100 Ks off the life of a shoe. The worse your biomechanics are, I also take life off a shoe. So if you're heavy with really poor biomechanics, then I try and get people to get new shoes every 600 Ks or so. So a good time to get a new pair of shoes before comrades is sometime in April. Okay? So you're not running in a pair of shoes for too much longer than 6 weeks, but I would go towards the end of April, get my new pair of shoes, and then I would just do a slow crossover. Start running my longer runs in my new pair of shoes, and in my old pair still run a couple of the shorter runs, so that I try and get myself to race day when a pair of shoes is run somewhere around 200 to 400 Ks. Because that's kind of where your shoes at its sweet spot. It's still got some really nice cushioning, but it's also molded really well to your foot, and blistering and that sort of thing is going to be minimized.
Fabulous. Stephen, I hope that helps. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.